Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Tyler.
Good morning, Q102 crew.
Good morning, Tyler. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I am doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Got headlines here, bud. You picked the real one, and you are going to have a really fun experience.
In Dayton.
In Dayton, babe. So here we go. Is the real one A? A burglar gets arrested when he thinks an unmarked cop car is his Lyft. Is it B? A woman dressed as a gorilla helps the cops catch a flasher. Or C? A naked and belligerent woman attacks her fiance for turning down sex.
I'm going to go with B, as in boy.
B as in boy, yeah. The gorilla, the woman in the gorilla costume. You got it.
Awesome.
But they were all real today, Tyler, dear. So you were going to Dayton no matter what.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So let's start with the one that Tyler picked. We'll do B here to begin with. There's a woman in Western Australia who was flashed by a man in a park several times. And as she talked to other women, she found out they'd been flashed too. So the woman did the only logical thing. She put on a full gorilla costume and sat in the park waiting for the guy to do it again. Why wear the costume? She said she felt like it would help her sit there in broad daylight and hide her identity. But if her plan was to be inconspicuous, it's not exactly normal to see someone sitting in a park in a gorilla costume all day long. But it worked anyway. She managed to spot the flasher. So she took photos and called the cops, and they arrested the guy last Friday on 4 counts of committing indecent acts. How about that?
How about it?
Let's take A, your A story. 28-year-old Nicholas Maziat broke into a house in New Jersey last Thursday and thought no one was home, but the couple who lived there woke up and called the cops, and he bolted. He had to climb through an upstairs window and jump off the roof to get away. Then Nicholas decided to order a Lyft to use as his getaway car, and this is where he really screwed up. Instead of checking to see what kind of car his Lyft driver was in, he jumped into the first car that pulled up, which turned out to be an unmarked police car. So he immediately went to jail. He's facing multiple charges for burglary, criminal mischief, attempted theft, possession of burglary tools, and trespassing. And finally, there's a 21-year-old woman named Samantha Hernandez in Vero Beach, Florida. And on Sunday night, she got drunk, stripped down naked, and asked her fiancé to get it on with her. He turned her down, and she did not take it well. She wound up attacking him, which included hitting him, scratching him, and ripping his shirt. He called the cops, and when they got there, Samantha was still drunk and naked, and she spat on the police officers, so she has been arrested for domestic violence.
You can't spit on people.
And battery on a police officer to make things more interesting.
It's not nice. Yeah.
If you need to disguise your identity for any reason, no judgments here. Got some good news for you. Apparently, you don't have to do all that much. A new study found that you can fool a lot of people with a pretty basic disguise, like a wig, glasses, or even different makeup.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. In the study, any of those three simple changes made it 30% harder for someone to actually recognize you.
Huh.
So maybe Clark Kent was on to something there.
Well, I wonder, though, if that's just like if you're running to Target or you're running, you know, out to just grab something.
Right.
I would agree with this because when you go to, I always told Jeff this, when you go to like L.A. or New York, you always, it's like celebrities often just put on a hat
and glasses
and go.
Yeah, and that's enough.
Yeah, it makes them like a different person.
Yeah, because I don't think that we could go to like an event in glasses.
No.
And a hat, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be out when we're just running around,
right,
running errands.
The researchers did find it harder to fool people you know, however. So in those cases, you'll have to up your disguises even more. Well, the newest FDA-approved cure for snoring is sticking a red-hot probe up your nose.
I think this just sounds like a lot of fun.
A company called Aaron Medical created the probes where they heat up to 140 degrees before they jam one up your nose. And yes, it hurts. You do get a local anesthesia first, But they say afterwards, some people still need painkillers. The probe works by attacking swollen nasal tissue by burning it up for a few seconds. I guess the tissue shrinks. Ooh. And the idea is that you can breathe again so you won't snore for the rest of your life, hopefully.
You would hope after all of that.
Right.
And it would suck if it all grew back.
It is supposed to be pretty effective, but who knows? If you're interested in the treatment, you can go to Aaron's medical website and enter your zip code to find doctors in the area who administer it. Aaron is spelled A-E-R-I-N. All right. It does seem like we've seen a surge in conspiracy theories over the last decade. You know, there was a time when conspiracy theories were sort of limited to things like the JFK assassination, but it seems like everything is involving some conspiracy theories, and you know, we also seem very selective about our conspiracy theories, whether or not it plays into our personal narrative. One recent study found about half of Americans believe in at least one conspiracy theory. So why are more and more people buying into them? Well, according to one new study, the main culprit might be YouTube. A team of researchers from Texas Tech recently interviewed 30 people at two flat earther conventions in North Carolina and Colorado, and literally all of them were there because of YouTube videos. 29 of the 30 people said they never thought the earth was flat until they saw a YouTube video about it.
Thank God YouTube's got a lot of really valuable information out there.
And the one guy who hadn't learned about it on YouTube said he was there because his daughter had seen a video and told him about it. Most of them said they'd been watching conspiracy videos about other topics like 9/11 or the moon landing, and then YouTube offered up flat earth videos as something that they might want to watch next, and that's how they got sucked in. The head researcher from the study does not think that YouTube is doing this intentionally, but says they could stop it if they tweaked things to promote more reliable information.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm getting to my point in life where I don't think anything's going to surprise me. If any of these conspiracy theories turn out to be absolutely true, I'm not going to be shocked. I mean, haven't
so
we just
kind
of... So
if you find out that the world is actually flat, you'll be
actually
like...
flat?
Yeah, I knew that was possible.
I'm like, really? I would be like totally, wow. Isn't that kind of cool? I really don't think I would be all that shocked. I don't. I mean, look at what's just happened in the past few weeks. Tim and I were talking about this.
What happened?
Between the Kovcath kids and what's happening with this Jussie Smollett. I mean, look how quickly the media jumps on any story and just spreads it like wildfire without there being much truth to back it up.
Look at how quickly the media just assumed the earth was round and like went with it.
Well, that's not necessarily what I'm saying, but there's a lot that is put out there that we just accept without a ton of questioning.
Well, and that is kind of the goal with a lot of conspiracy theorists, is they want to cloud your version of reality so that you really can't tell what's right and what's wrong or what's real and what's not real.
Don't you think you would question like all of the people that were in on it, though?
I'll question everything. I'll question everything, but I'm not going to sit around and say that
you were
shocked. I know the truth.
100 years ago, people went to the doctor
what's real.
And had their blood
Since
drained out of their neck at a barber shop.
Yeah.
Things change. What we know as fact now can be different.
But the earth is round. Let's all decide
I'm
that.
Cool with that. Yeah,
no, the earth used to be round. Now it's flat.
Now I'm believing that it's flat because everybody told me to believe it.
Their algorithms make it easy to end up going down a rabbit hole by presenting information to people who are simply just more susceptible to it. And I guess just don't feel confident taking a position either way, regardless of the education that is incredibly available out there.
I think I live in this weird world, though, where I am incredibly naive to certain things because I wondered, like, why would people do certain things? You know what I mean? Like, I think to myself, like,
humans are weird.
Why would he lie
things?
About that? Like, wouldn't you have a lot of things at stake that why would you be lying about that?
It just goes to show how gullible people are and how easy they will believe anything.
Well, Pete, we want to trust.
That plays
we want to believe
fantasy.
Other people. We want to believe that you know, people are telling us the truth.
We want to see the good in people.
Sure.
There's a fashion company in Italy that is making clothes out of spoiled milk. Millions of gallons of spoiled milk get thrown out every year. So this company takes the stuff, heats it, and uses sort of a special process to spin it into fibers and uses them to make shirts. They say the shirts are extremely soft and they're selling them for $50 each. Right now, they're only available in Italy, but they say they're going to take them worldwide later this year. And if you're wondering, the shirts don't have any spoiled milk odor, but the company says that every time someone picks one up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.